What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert.
Two things just jumped in my head. One is back then the access that we could get at these stadiums. I remember, and I won't go too deeply because I know we got to move on, but I remember, you know, I used to dip. This is when I'm yes. playing ball, right? And I've left my tin at home, and I'm at the Mets game with a couple of my buddies, Jimmy and like a few other guys. And
hey, like, Lenny, you got a dip?
Yeah, I got a dip from Matt Williams. I swear to God, I actually walked down. I saw the tin in his pocket, and I'm like, you know, and I was probably 19. Right. I guess I looked a little like a ball player. I don't know. I was being respectful. I'm like, Matt, and he's like, yo, and he just looked at me like very, very nice. I'm like, you got an extra pinch? He's like, yeah. He takes the tin out of his back pocket. Swear to God, takes it out of his back pocket, flips it to me. I pack it. I take a dip. I give it back to him. So that
great
was just a
story,
quick
story, BT.
Oh, you guys suck. Anybody else on the station have that story? Yeah. The answer is no. So you can stick that story up your ass is what you could do, voice guy.
That was pretty funny there. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. You know, I heard Boomer and Gio this morning talking about the show that we watched with Boomer and his son, Second Wind.
Phenomenal.
Did you hear them talking about it?
I didn't.
Okay. So I guess somebody here, and I don't know the answer to this. I haven't texted Gio. They didn't mention it on the air.
Oh, God.
Somebody at the station has yet to watch it.
Okay.
So they were saying like, hey, I think it was Gio who brought it up, saying like, you know, it happened. It aired on Christmas Eve. Like, it's mid-February already. You got to get on. Like, what are we doing here? Now, he wouldn't name who didn't
watch it. How does he know? Was he taking a poll?
No, I think somebody went to Gio and said that. So Gio knew. But then he was bringing it up to Boomer. And Boomer goes, was it the two guys who talk a lot of baseball? Which I assume, if that was the case, who would you think he'd be referring to in that case?
I mean, I would say that it would be Evan, but Tiki wouldn't be the second part of that baseball. It was probably us.
Initially, I thought he was talking about Evan as well.
What about C-Mac? Maybe C-Mac and Keith at night?
I think Boomer was alluding to potentially you or I.
Really?
And then like, so much so, and remember, we talked about it. I know you said you texted Boomer.
I absolutely did.
So he might have just been saying that, whatever. Maybe he was thinking that it might have been me because I did not text him.
Let's see.
But we talked about this on the air quite a bit. And I made a point after hearing that. I was like, hey, for the record, I texted him now because we said it on the air. I thought that was the right way to do it. And I just didn't feel like bothering him with the text, whatever.
Yeah.
You and him, you want to text, that's fine. But now I was like, hey, I don't want to be, I watched that. And I texted Boomer and let him know I watched it. Not only did I watch it, I got emotional when I watched it. I made my wife watch it with me for the second time that we saw it. And we mentioned it on the air quite a bit.
Yes, we did.
So it wasn't us. We may talk a lot of baseball, but we made sure to support Boomer 100%. And watch that show, and it was phenomenal. If you haven't watched it, it's a must watch.
It's phenomenal.
And what I said at the time, and I told Boomer this, like Joe Montana, I don't care how many Super Bowl rings he has nothing on Boomer. You watch that show, not that you look at Boomer in a totally different light, but you will have a such a different appreciation for who he is as a human being that you just don't know what people go through in their lives. And his was very public. And even though you know some of it, you don't know the details of it. You must watch that show. And whoever it is here that said that they haven't gotten on it, you got to get on that and watch
that. Okay, so I love Boomer. You know that.
Yes.
I love him. I texted him. I just reread it while you were talking.
Yeah.
Very emotional, very deep text I sent him, which he appreciated. But I'm trying to understand what the purpose of Greg is to find outside of start trouble.
Well, you know what that
well,
that's
I just nailed it. Find out, like, you know, I mean, people watch what they want to watch.
I know, but like,
what are we doing?
Let's say it was, I don't know, Hurley. I don't know if it is him or not,
okay.
But that's one of the names I was thinking through. Because it has to be somebody significant enough to where Gio's going to bring it up.
It would be important enough to Greg.
I would think so.
Yeah, I do know how he operates with that.
That was one guy who I was thinking, like,
well,
and again, I don't know who it is. I have no.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you my guess. Yeah. You want to guess?
Yes.
You want to do this?
Who do you think it is?
Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Why don't you go first?
Well, mine would be Hurley.
I love how he brings his voice down.
Yeah, because he's the boss.
Mine would be Tiki.
Really?
Not because Tiki doesn't want to, and not because Tiki doesn't have a massive heart. He does, but trust me, I know Tiki better than anybody here. Tiki watches things at his pace.
Also,
Tiki watches hear me out. Tiki's wife controls the remote. Trust me.
So does mine.
Oh, you sucker. Yeah. He has said that so many times. I just say that. I'm not talking out of school. He said many times. Like, when we were working, I'm like, Tiki, you see this? No, Tracy wouldn't let me watch. I'm like, what do you mean, let you, dude?
Yeah.
You know, you got a gazillion-dollar home. You got 9 TVs. Go grab the freaking remote and watch what you want to watch. Like, I would always kid around with him like that. So, and Tiki does as much, you know, Tiki doesn't have a child with that affliction, you know. But Tiki's, you know, humanitarian aspect is tremendous. He is very giving. So it's not that he doesn't want to lean into that kind of story because Tiki does have a massive heart. But I would say that Tiki has not seen it.
We have an update.
Okay.
Hurley has been ruled out. He has seen it.
See, that's my boy. I didn't say that, Hurley.
I don't know who
said that, Hurley.
We just got a text from Hurley confirming.
Same guy wanted to fight Rocker.
Here's the quote. I watched it on Christmas Eve, you toolbox. Okay.
Is that what he said? See, I love this.
All right, good. I'm glad.
And by the way, Hurley's becoming more of a part of the station now. 2 months ago, he's not calling you a toolbox.
No, I love that.
That's phenomenal.
He fits right in. His personality.
And he told me you were a toolbox. He just didn't text it to you.
Now he told me to my face, which is great. All right, because I was a little, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking it's got to be somebody important enough. Who the hell could it be? And then I'm also thinking that they got to be crossing paths.
That's why I said maybe C-Mac. C-Mac is a big baseball guy. C-Mac is on before them.
Maybe.
What about Al and Jerry?
No, I don't think it was a part of the crew.
I can't imagine that it was either one of those guys. I'm just talking out loud.
Al said he watched it. Jerry wasn't in today. Now, CeeLo admitted he didn't watch it because when he came in here, I go, did you hear them talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get some insight. He goes, no, I didn't. I said, dude, did you watch that?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. like by a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
And when he goes, no, I didn't. I'm like, come on, man.
Well, I mean, again, I'm not judging people for what they watch. I'm judging people for what they do.
It's not about what they... I understand that, but this is Boomer. You got to support our guy.
Okay, let's take two, of course.
Would you say, after watching it, right? After watching that, wouldn't you say that anybody that works with Boomer on any level should watch that to get a different appreciation for what...
I would. I'm not disputing that. It opened up, I mean, just as a dad, as a human, like it... Yeah, it was incredibly, incredibly touching.
I feel bad making fun of Boomer after that. Like, I don't want to get on for not winning a Super Bowl.
We can separate the two. Don't worry about it. You know, when he wore that suit that was three sizes too tight on the NFL today, we still make fun of him for that. There's no problem there. Now, here's where I'm going to defend. And I don't know. Maybe it's Keith. Maybe it's Chris. I don't know. But those guys work like Keith has a young baby. Think about Keith's schedule. All right, so Keith's working at night. Which means I know he's helping out his wife a lot. I know he's hands on, but like you got to sleep. You got to sleep when you can sleep.
Dude, it's 2 months.
Hold on, but you got to sleep when you can sleep, and when you get home off the air, that's probably not centrally on your mind. If you're Keith, same with C-Mac. C-Mac's got a lot of kids now. They're a little bit older than Keith's son, who's I think one right around now. He's young. I mean, C-Mac is working till all hours of the night, and he's trying to juggle. I think he's got 3-4 kids. He's coaching. He's doing. Come on, man!
I don't think Gio would bring it up if it were C-Mac or Keith.
I think Gio would bring up anything to start a little bit of trouble in his own way, man.
This just hit me.
What?
What if it were the architect?
No, I think Chris is too. I think Chris absolutely saw it.
Going to the top.
Only do I think that Chris saw it, I think now Chris also makes more money than everybody here except maybe Boomer and maybe even more than that. Not only do I think that Chris has seen it, I would almost guarantee that Chris's contributions to Boomer's fund along the year, same with Carton, dwarfs anything that anybody has done. And I even rode 45 miles for Boomer.
Did he ever do the bike tour?
Did you?
No. Well, you're talking about the architect.
Yeah, I did. I know what I'm doing. Hoff did it. He dragged his ass out there. And by the way, Hoff was better on the bike than me.
Now I know that Boomer didn't hear when we were talking about it because remember what I said at the time when we were talking about how great this show was. I said, whatever Boomer wants, I'm in.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did say that.
I said, if you ask, I'll do it. He deserves that and more. I could do to help.
Yeah, when you see what he did, the inconvenience, and by the way, it's an amazing experience just riding through the boroughs with no cars. It's wild. Going through Central Park and then having a couple of the beers after it and right by the Verrazano and going over the Verrazano. Like, it's something that I'm very happy that it was hard as hell going up the Verrazano, man.
I don't know.
Everything was screaming. Like, you know, I mean, everything was chafing. Everything hurt. But I finished. And to do that, it was good. But think about what Boomer has done all these years, all these fundraisers, all these, you know, speeches that he's given to raise money.
Yeah,
people can watch it, but they need to watch it on their own time.
Yeah, and I know Gio was making a bit out of it. It got me intrigued. I was almost going to text him, like, who is it? But I don't, you know.
Did he surmise who he thinks it is? He didn't even volunteer any possibilities. Our names didn't come up at all.
He didn't want to, just Boomer was guessing a little bit. And then
did he mention our names or said the baseball guys?
He just said, is it the two guys or maybe one of the two guys who talk a lot of baseball?
But there's a lot of baseball guys. C-Mac talks a lot of baseball. He talks a lot of baseball, but he said two.
So I was thinking he meant
team.
And I had to clear my name, which is why I texted him, and he appreciated the text.
Boomer loves me. I know that. And I love Boomer more than Boomer loves me.
So. We got it. You remember. All right,
hey, let's go, Johnny's. Tough one tonight.
There you go. Good
tough
luck.
One.
We'll be
let's
watching
go.
That or the Knicks.
Yep.
Which one?
Johnny's. Yeah. 100%.
Me too, actually. Johnny's. All right, that does it for us. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff. As always, thanks to everybody listening called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back again tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki. Hey, give Evan that smoke coming up next.
I'm an idiot.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.